Hey guys, welcome back to my show. Once again, I have a really special guest with me today. His name is Rishil and he's an awesome singer-songwriter. He's also done many covers of Hindi songs as well as English songs, and he has also done some pretty interesting things with some songs where he has done a male verse on each of them. We also do have a special surprise for you at the very end, so stay tuned till the very end, okay? Hi Rishil, how are you today?
I'm doing very well. Anika, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for being on the show with me today.
Sure, it's a pleasure.
So please, introduce yourselves and maybe sing a few lines of your favorite song.
Sure. So, hi everyone. For those who don't know me, my name is Rushil. I am a singer-songwriter, producer, audio engineer, DJ, and overall creative in the music industry. My main thing is being an artist though, and I started learning Hindustani classical music at the age of six through, you know, the regular pushing from the parents, especially my mom. My mom has been the main person who's been pushing me since then. And, you know, it started off as something that I obviously didn't like too much as a kid. I just wanted to play outside and all those kind of things. But through that constant pushing and kind of getting more immersed in musical communities and environments, and seeing all that it had to offer, over time, it really became something that I enjoyed a lot and something that became a passion for me. And then through high school and college, as I got, and middle school and elementary school too, as I got kind of exposed to choir and plays and pop and R&B music, and of course Bollywood, all that kind of amalgamated to the point where I was like, kind of at the end of high school, early college, I was like, this is something that I really want to pursue, you know, very seriously. So now I just graduated college this past May, and now I'm pursuing music full time. I've been doing a lot of shows around the area that I'm from in New Jersey, and been traveling around the country a bit performing too. So excited for all that's coming. And then I also am excited with the new music I'm making that's coming very, very soon in a few months. So a lot going on, and I'm just excited to be on this journey.
Yeah, that's awesome. Maybe you could sing a few lines of your favorite Hindi song.
Sure. So a little quick backstory behind this. This is one of my favorite songs right now, as I'm sure a lot of people relate. It's from the movie Rocky or Rani. Really, really great movie. And earlier this year, I had the honor of winning the Saregama Ticket to Bollywood Contest USA. And through that, I got an opportunity to release some cover songs with the Saregama record label, which is the oldest record label in Indian in the Indian music industry. So this song, along with a few other Rocky or Rani songs, will be releasing this Friday on YouTube and on all streaming platforms, so definitely go check that out. So this is a few lines of Tum Kya Mile. Tum Kya Mile, Tum Kya Mile, Hum Na Rahe Hum. Tum Kya Mile, Jaise Mere Dil Mein Khile, Fagun Ke Mausam.
It's really beautiful. I think, like, you know, the Indian language, like, you know, Hindi, it's like so pretty. And like, I feel like, you know, there's like every aspect of the Indian language, you know, there's Hindi, there's Tamil, there's Telugu, there's so many languages. And I feel like sometimes, like, the culture of like the Indian industry and just India in general is like kind of like undermined, and it's always about Hollywood, always about the English songs we have, and we do not realize how important and how nice Indian music sounds and how Bollywood industries have grown so much over the years.
Absolutely, I completely agree with that. I think especially in America, obviously historically there's been, you know, English music around, different genres of like pop, R&B, hip hop, jazz, rock, all these kind of different American genres. And I feel like we're kind of in a period where international influences are really becoming prevalent in America. Like you see that with, for example, like K-pop, it's become a huge thing in America. You see that with like Spanish music and like Bad Bunny, J Balvin, all that kind of stuff. So I can't wait for, like, it's as it's happening, I can't wait to see that happen for indie music in America as well. And I really, really strive to be, you know, part of that moving force of bringing that influence here as well.
Absolutely. I think it's just like important to, like, you know, just cultivate that kind of connection with your listener. Like, even if, like, okay, like, let's be real, like, not many people, like, you know, understand the concept of Indian music. You know, people like often think that Hindi is a culture and not a language. I've had this misconception many times where people come to me and ask, are you Hindi? When of course everyone knows that, you know, Hindi is a language and Indian or India is our country and our nationality, or like, you know, what we are. And so I feel like it's just important to educate people about, like, you know, what India is, what music we have and what our culture is, and like, you know, have something as significant as American pop or K-pop or J-pop.
Yeah, definitely. That reminds me of like when people say, like, do you speak Indian and all those kind of things, that kind of the ignorance behind that. I think slowly over time is kind of we're chipping away at that, of making people more aware of, you know, our culture and things like that. But I definitely think over time in America, especially, you know, in the major cities and you know, in the very melting pot, diverse kind of areas around the country, I can see that change slowly happening. It's very, very nice to see, because, you know, historically and growing up and all that, we didn't really see a lot of, you know, influence in this country from our culture. But now it's kind of meshing together in a way. And it's a really comfortable and nice thing to see happen, like, widespread.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. I think, like, many areas, like, you know, it's not just U.S., just, you know, the area. I think many sections of U.S. have actually implemented Hindi into their curriculum plans. Like, you know, they have schools that offer Hindi and Telugu and Tamil. Obviously, not, like, as part of the curriculum as in, like, school curriculum, but outside of school, like, they have so many programs associated. And I think it's just, like, one step at a time, I think, U.S. will slowly kind of, like, you know, appreciate the Indian culture and appreciate the music and appreciate the, you know, the culture we have.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So my next question for you is, how have your Indian roots influenced you? Like, has it played any role in your music? Has it helped you, like, create beats or produce music?
Yeah, definitely. I think music is a very interesting thing, because you can, or this is my experience at least, I've gotten inspiration from the most random things in my life, not only in terms of content of lyrics or something like that, but I'm talking about, like, even sounds wise. I'll listen to something fall on the ground and I'll think, oh wow, that's such a nice, you know, that's a really flavorful, like, colorful kind of sound that I can use as a hi-hat compliment or something like that. I don't even know. But if we're talking about Indian roots, I mean, I've been around Indian, as I said, Indian instruments and Indian, you know, vocal technique and all these, like, Indian influence sounds for a very, very long time, since I was 6 years old. So I think naturally that has become a part of my sound. Vocally, definitely, I can kind of phase into that and phase out depending on obviously the type of song that I'm singing. But, you know, the kind of little variations and the modulations that I can do with my voice in terms of, you know, the different riffs and runs that are more Indian, like the thans kind of stuff. So that has influenced me a lot in terms of vocal stuff. Instrumentally, like producing wise, I think in the stuff that I put out so far, I've kind of experimented with different Western sounds, kind of like general pop R&B kind of beats and melodies and stuff like that. But I think the music that's coming out now, I kind of took a little break from making music to kind of redefine the stuff that I wanted to put out. So I think the stuff that I'm putting out now, kind of towards the end of this year and going forward, that's going to have a lot more of those kind of ear candy pieces and Indian elements, anything from classical to the Bollywood, you know, the regular tabla and like the strings and all these kind of things that make that soundscape. I think going forward, there's going to be a lot more of that in my music. So I'm very excited for that. And I think building that and combining those sounds with the Western melodies or production and kind of creating a new thing, that's my main goal. I think that's where I found magic to really happen when I'm creating music. And I think that's something that the world really hasn't heard, as per the previous question, where, you know, people know Indian music, people know American music, but like that healthy balance of both in a song or in an album or something like that, that is something very new that I think people would really love. So I'm hoping to kind of create that in the music that I'm making now.
Yeah, I think it's just important, like as I said, like the balance between the two, just like knowing American music and Indian music, just combining, or just any sort of cultural music you have, just combining it shows how much you, like, you know, respect your culture. My next thing is, so those of you joining in right now, we actually do have a special surprise for you. Rushil actually did prepare something. So we'll take a short, like, there'll be a beat break, and right after that, the surprise will play. So, get ready for that. So yeah.
What if this song had a verse from the guy's point of view? I just wanna let you know that you got everything that I could ever want, and I know that I'm not that good saying so, cause all my thoughts are clear when I'm writing songs. So hear me out. Yeah, she may be the textbook girl for most guys, and when I told you not to worry with my closed eyes, it's only you or so. Baby, you're the one. Baby, you're the one. I'm always stressing, too worried about, too worried about, but I can tell you that I'm so sure of.
I hope you guys enjoyed that surprise Rushil planned for you guys. And if you liked what you heard, feel free to check out Rushil's page. I'll be linking his YouTube channel in the show notes, and feel free to check him out. Thank you so much, Rushil, for hanging out with me today and chatting. I had a great time and learned so much about you.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Yeah. So those of you still listening, I hope you enjoyed the episode. And once again, if you love Rushil's cover and his music and what he's doing, feel free to follow him on Spotify and on social platforms. I'll be linking again the YouTube channel's link in the show notes, and you can find all of his accounts and you can follow him there. Thank you so much, everyone, and stay tuned for new episodes every Sunday and every day whenever I post interviews. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great day.